Hi everyone, this is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph. Thank you so much for following my journey to see what God is doing within me as well as within my life. I don't know about you, but I sure look forward to what's to come. Disclaimer, I am not a therapist or counselor. I am only sharing my life story from my perspective, as well as the things in life that have helped me to heal and are still helping me to heal along the path set out in front of me. Hi everybody, this is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph, Poetry is Bliss, episode 22. Today I have some poems for you that resonate well with me. As I said in episode 21, I'm so excited about the feedback that I'm getting, and I love that you guys are loving the quotes and the poems, and of course I'm going to bring in the song lyrics too. So thank you very much for following along and for the feedback. What I'm going to do is start with these two poems that I have, because poems are just can be so long, and even the shortest poem can be filled with so much to talk about. So what I've done is I've chosen two poems that really hit home with me, and I'd like to share those with you and talk briefly about them as I'm reading down. The first one is Pain Ends by Katie A. Brown. And what I have found on the internet is that Katie wrote this poem as a teenager because she was dealing with depression and some really negative thoughts due to life situations. When she was about 15 years old, someone came into her life that helped her to change those negative thoughts. So after she went through her healing process and found a way to cope and come with better thoughts instead of and beat down those negative ones, she wrote this poem. And so she shared it with the world. Therefore, it resonated with me, and I want to turn around and share it with those of you who haven't been able to find it and read it online yet. Okay. Breathe in the fresh air. Put your mind at ease. Let down your hair. Let it flow in the breeze. Let your eyes wander to all the beauty to be seen. If those toxic thoughts you still do ponder, then let out a scream. Scream until the pain is gone, until you no longer feel afraid. Open your eyes to a new dawn. Let the darkness fade. No longer compare yourself or your flaws to others' perfections. Take the negativity off of the shelf. Focus on your direction. Pick the sadness up off the floor. Sweep it into the wind. Close the door on self-hatred. Never let it back in. For the lies it would often tell you, you will no longer agree. Happiness and love are what you should hold on to. They are whom you should give the key. Pay no attention to the toxic thoughts. Listen to those who adore everything you are. Overthinking is what you were once taught, but now those thoughts you've put in a jar. Focus on your goals. Never lose your fight. It's time to open new scrolls. Everything will be all right. Okay. All right. So as you can tell, that poem seems lengthy, but on all honesty, when you think about how much is embedded in that one poem, it's really not that long. So now I'm going to go through that poem, read bits and pieces of it, and talk about how it resonates with me. Feel free after this episode to talk about how it resonates with you in either an email or in the comments. Breathe in the fresh air. Put your mind at ease. Let down your hair. Let it flow in the breeze. Let your eyes wander to all the beauty to be seen. If those toxic thoughts you still do ponder, then let out a scream. Scream until the pain is gone, until you no longer feel afraid. Open your eyes to a new dawn. Let the darkness fade. Okay, so that, just that part alone, oh my goodness. Okay, so for me, let's just talk about at first all the different ways when we're having those negative thoughts. Screaming, yes, a definite go-to. Sometimes screaming out loud is what we have to do to unleash. Sometimes a good cry. Other times, you know, a good talking to ourselves. Hey girl, no ma'am, no negative thoughts today. I don't think so. Or a good talk in the mirror. You're so beautiful. You're so kind. You're so smart. You know, that kind of stuff. It could also be, hey God, I have given this to you and I've snatched it back and I'm sorry. Here it goes again, throwing it right back at you because I don't want it. I cannot handle that. It stresses me out. It's yours. Any way you look at it, whatever is your method, use your method. Go with what helps you best. People out there can give you advice all day long. They can tell you what helped for someone else all day long, all day tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. But what they can't do is they can't tell you how you really feel and what is really helping you. So just remember that you can find healthy ways, but in your own way, whether it's screaming or not. Also, to me, that resonates with me because, yes, I still do have screaming days, but I kind of look at that a little bit deeper. Just those words so far that I've read, a little bit deeper, and look at it in the sense of where I was 9 years ago. And that scream, that attempt of suicide, that massive scream of help, where I was, you know, over this past year with that, it's totally a different kind, but a massive scream of help, because I was falling deep into another sinkhole again, you know. And I think anytime we come out of a season where we have been trampled over like that, and we come into a new season where we see just life in a whole new light, you know, and it's so beautiful, and it's just new to us in that sense. I think that's the whole new day, and it just, as it says, let the darkness fade. It's like a whole new light that we step into. So that's kind of why that one resonates with me so far. No longer compare yourself or your flaws to others' perfections. Take the negativity off of the shelf. Focus on your direction. Okay, so focus on your direction, not what everybody else is telling you to do or what they expect you to do. Don't compare yourself to other people. You are you, and you are so beautiful and so magnificent in your own ways. And each of us, we all have to find what our purpose is, what our desires are in life, what our goals and our dreams are, what our ambitions are. We each have our own. We don't have to feed off of what is someone else's, what belongs to someone else. We can dig that out of ourselves once we spend the time to get to know us and learn to love us. Pick the sadness up off the floor. Sweep it into the wind. Close the door on self-hatred. Never let it back in. For the lies it would often tell you, you will no longer agree. Happiness and love are what you should hold on to. They are whom you should give the key. Pay no attention to the toxic thoughts. Listen to those who adore everything you are. Overthinking is what you were once taught, but now those thoughts you've put in a jar. Okay, so those toxic thoughts, back to them again, they can come in all different ways, but just remember how special you are. And there's so much there that you can try to put those negative thoughts aside and just remember the beauty within you. And remember how much the other people in your life love you. If you're around negative people, get the negative people out of your life. Completely out of your life. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're surrounding yourself with people who are so negative that they're drowning you in your own depression and making it even worse. Watch out for yourself. Protect yourself in those senses. The good people in your life, those positive people that believe in you, that cheer you on, those are the people that belong in your life. Those are the ones to give the key, okay? Focus on your goals. Never lose your fight. It's time to open new scrolls. Everything will be all right. Okay, so you see, tomorrow brings so much, and what tomorrow brings is up to you. So are you going to bring tomorrow in with those negative thoughts, or are you going to continue fighting those negative thoughts off, pushing for those positive every day, and making sure that tomorrow is better than yesterday? It's your choice. All right. Kathy J. Parenteau, and I hope I have not butchered that name. This one is called Mighty Oak, and it is, it was written, from what I have found on the internet, it was written about her grandfather, someone that she admired, someone that inspired her, someone that she felt had strength and wisdom. And that person passed away. And the reason I resonate with this poem and I want to share it is because I too have a grandpa who I'm very close to. And I've always said I wasn't sure what I would do without him. And here I am. And he's still here on this earth, but doesn't have a clue who I am. So I'm without him. And this poem is true. It stands true to my grandfather. And I love him very much. I'm proud to be his granddaughter. So stand tall, all oh mighty oak, for all the world to see. Your strength and undying beauty forever amazes me. Those storm clouds hover above you. Your branches span the sky. In search of the radiant sunlight, you count on to survive. When the winds are high and restless, and you lose a limb or two, it only makes you stronger. We could learn so much from you. Though generations have come and gone, and brought about such change. Quietly, you've watched them all, yet still remain the same. I only pray God gives to me the strength he's given you to face each day with hope. Whether skies are black or blue, life on earth is truly a gift. Every moment we must treasure. It's the simple things we take for granted that become our ultimate pleasures. And there's not really much else to say about that poem. It's so beautiful. And if you have anyone in your life who has inspired you, whether you've lost them or they're still here with you, this poem, it stands with you. It resonates with you. You feel it. And not only is this like my grandpa, but these are the things that my grandpa instilled in me, that he taught me because he wanted me to grow into this woman. He knew that my father would have wanted me to know these things, so he taught them to me. And it's just such a beautiful way that life can circle around, and it honestly, it's all how you perceive it. And to me, that's how I perceive it. So God bless you all. I hope that you have a wonderful day. Bye. Thanks for watching. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. You are special. You are kind. You are smart. You are wonderful. You are worth it. You are important. To reach out to me, please do so by commenting or emailing from trauma to triumph, pcola@gmail.com. God bless you all.